The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, you're listening to That's Men on Fresh FM broadcasting across the top of the South on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay, and streaming to the planet on freshfm.co.nz. Hi everyone, it's Ista.
It's Sabrina.
It's Mio.
It's you.
And today we're going to be talking about being bilingual in New Zealand. That is something that all of us here in this room have in common, which is speaking at least two languages. So, Yeah, you guys are all from a similar background. Do you want to tell your stories?
I'm from Japan. I'm half Japanese and I was born and raised there. So I grew up speaking Japanese with my family, but my dad was from New Zealand, so I spoke English with them, so I was exposed to both languages.
Yeah, cool.
When I was younger, I was like speaking Japanese at my house, and my dad's from England, and I grew up here, so English is my first language. But because of my mum being Japanese, I also spoke Japanese and was exposed to a lot of those household stuff.
Cool.
And it's you. So I'm from Japan. I was born in Japan and spent most of my time in Japan. I just came here 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been learning English for
the
past 3 years.
Yeah, I'm still learning English.
And it's so good, like incredible. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
They say that speaking two languages, or like being bilingual, is very good and it makes you very powerful.
Yeah.
But I think that it can be very, like, tragic sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, if you are learning another language especially, it's really hard. Or if you grow up between two languages, I imagine that can be very confusing.
Yes.
And Mio and Sabrina, did you guys have, like, similar experiences in that way?
Not just recently, but I've always felt like never complete or perfect in either languages. So the better I got at one language, the worse I was becoming at the other language. So it's always going to be like an uneven battle.
Yeah, but, I feel like you can never get perfect in any language. Yeah,
that's the same with me. No matter how much like dramas and like shows I watch in Japanese, my like Japanese isn't going to go better than a certain point.
Yeah. Do you guys feel that going back to Japan helps you a lot in that
sense?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah?
Being exposed to, like, so many native Japanese people, who just Japanese all over the place, that's, like, helps so much.
Even just 2 weeks, you don't really get the chance to speak English, so you're forced to speak Japanese
so
and read Japanese. It's really good.
Yeah, that's good. Exposure therapy. I think also, like, when you're in, because we're all living in New Zealand, obviously they don't speak Japanese here. So the only chance you get to speak is at home with your parents who are like an older generation. So you don't get like exposure to like the young kind of vocab.
Yeah. What happened with me was I missed like that kind of teenage life in Japan. So I kind of forgot how to speak to friends of my age. So when people like you and stuff came as international students, it felt really awkward for me to talk to them at first because I didn't know how to like approach them. But now, because of them, I've gotten better at speaking Japanese in that sense.
That's the same with me. I actually got told by my mum that my Japanese got better after like becoming friends with them because they have like a younger vocab. And Japan has a lot of like words that are shortened and like lots of slang, so I was able to like learn how to use it as well.
Also with Japanese, because me, Sabrina, you, and Mia were all in the same Japanese class about 2 years ago. And the Japanese teacher would teach us like the formal kind of Japanese. So that's all I could speak, so I kind of understand what you mean. And you, did you feel like being friends with Sabrina and Mio, like, make you learn English in, like, a, you know, not formal way and speak it in more of, like, a, like, slang? Do you feel like your English is better now?
Yeah, they sometimes teach me like some vocabulary that I don't understand.
Mm.
So yeah, it's so helpful and yeah.
Like slangs and abbreviations and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't really learn that if you're just learning English for the sake of speaking
from
English.
Your mother.
Yeah. So yeah, it's good to have friends you can learn from.
Yeah. And you, you've been learning English for 3 years and you're already, like, fluent. But that's also because, like, coming to a whole new country with, like, a whole new language, of course you're going to, like, learn really fast. And I think that's what happened with me as well. Because I was just in Brazil, like, learning English from my iPad, like, from 3 videos on YouTube a day, I would not be speaking English like this. Right, so do you guys feel like you have different personalities when you speak each language?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
How, what is it like for you?
For me, I think I'm definitely, like, more quieter, like, calmer when I speak English.
Yes,
and I kind of, like,
too.
Go for that vibe as well. And then in Japanese, I think I'm a bit more, like, louder, more, like, and maybe it's just my interest as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm, like, more interested in the Japanese stuff, culture and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So when I'm speaking Japanese, I'm, like, a lot more outgoing, like, energetic.
What about you, Sabrina?
I feel more polite and, like, cute when I speak Japanese. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, I feel younger. And when I speak English, I feel more mature.
Yeah.
And so I guess a similar way to Mio. Also, the words I use in English, I don't know how to say it. Like,
mature?
Yeah, mature words. Just this, because with my age and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel more mature when I speak English.
Would that be more to do with you going to school here and, like, having your friends? And things
for
you
sure.
Joke with. Yeah. What about you?
I feel like
Are you, like, more quieter in when you speak English and more, like, outgoing in Japanese?
I think my tone is a little different.
Oh, yeah.
When I speak English.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think the same for me. I think I'm funnier in Portuguese. Because in English, like, when you joke, you gotta have the confidence and, like, the delivery, you know? Yeah, so I think in my first language, I'm more, like, confident, maybe.
Wow, I wish I could hear your jokes in Portuguese and understand it.
Let me tell one right now. Oh, I wish we could all just speak one universal language.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I've been really lazy lately with my languages, and sometimes at the dinner table with my mom, I'll, like, say a phrase in Portuguese, but then I'll include, like, an English word and just, like, disappoint her a lot. And that just makes me really scared that one day in the future I just won't be able to speak Portuguese at all, you know, if I don't go back.
I get that a lot, but what I've noticed is that when I go back to Japan and I'm exposed to just so much Japanese, it all does come back because it's built in me.
That's really good.
Yeah, like, I think, same as you, it's our first language, so you'll never actually forget it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that makes me, like, that reassures me because, yeah, I don't want to forget Japanese ever.
You just have it in you always.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's kind of similar to Sabrina, but I don't know, like, a lot of, like, phrases to begin with. So I kind of learn them along the way, kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
And I come back with the knowledge, so I kind of learn something new every time.
The master.
But I do still add in, like, English, like, words and stuff. And I'm scared because next year we're going to university and we're going to be living away from, like, the main person.
That's exactly what I'm scared about as well.
Yeah, and then because I won't be speaking as much Japanese as I was at home, I feel like I'm going to lose a lot of my vocabulary.
Me too. Yeah, I think that's why they should fund free trips.
Yes, they should.
Students.
What I've done, though, is to expose myself to as much Japanese. I changed like my phone settings and everything to Japanese. So subconsciously, I'm just reading Japanese off my phone on my computer. And when I watch YouTube and I add subtitles, if there's an option to have Japanese, I do that as well.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
You got to stay focused.
Yeah. Because even if we're like busy with other schoolwork and just other stuff, you can try and like maintain your language skills. If you like, it's easier to maintain it if you do it subconsciously.
Guys, good tip from Sabrina to everyone hearing. Just change your iPhone settings to your first language.
Yeah.
And you'll never forget it. I also think a lot about like my kids. If I have kids, I would want them to speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter where my partner comes from.
Yeah, same. And to teach your kids, you obviously have to be confident in your language as well, which makes me like motivated to just keep it up.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, one day we'll all have kids speaking our languages.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a song now. Do you want to introduce the song that we're going to be listening to?
Yes, it's called Odoriko.
Mm-hmm.
From Bandi, it's famous Japanese singer.
Cool. Yes. Okay. Yay.
Stand up, 忘れない愛を歌う言葉を歌に生かして近寄ってんだ
one.
And that was Odoriko by Vandy.
That was a really nice song. Yeah. Thank you, Yu. So welcome back. We were previously talking about growing up between languages, what that could look like for our future, and how we're going to hopefully keep our languages alive. And I think also a funny thing about speaking two languages is when you try and switch between them, like at a family gathering or when you're with friends. Like when Sabrina's with me, who does not speak Japanese, and her Japanese friends, it can get funny.
Yeah, I forget to switch between and I end up talking to Esther in Japanese. And luckily she understands it a little.
A very tiny bit.
Yeah, for me, I often talk to my other friends and then I have you on the other side. So when I'm like facing towards my friends who don't speak any Japanese, I speak to them in Japanese, Chinese, meaning to talk to you. And then when I'm talking to you, I speak English. To
It's really funny.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, that's funny. And I think that just... If you keep doing that, you just build, like, a very foundational skill of being able to translate as well.
Yeah.
And that's something that people look for a lot. Did you know you can get paid, like, $50 an hour for being a translator in an event? Yeah.
Really?
It's really good just for being able to, like, stand between two people and tell them what they're telling each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think we should look into that, guys. Yeah.
Because I have a tendency to, like, try and help girls like you and stuff understand what's going on. Like, I just want to translate for them, even though they might be able to understand. So yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I've helped at school as well with the new international students and their agencies. Like when they were meeting teachers and stuff, I like helped them understand like exactly what's going on.
I bet that's really, really helpful for them as well.
Hopefully.
No,
because they don't have to hire anyone. They can just use a student.
Let's go her.
So you, you live with a host family, right?
Yes.
And Mio and Sabrina, you guys live with your parents?
Yeah.
And Sabrina, do you want to tell us a little bit about your family?
Yeah, so both my parents, my mom can speak Japanese, even though my mom is Japanese and my dad is from New Zealand.
So cool.
So I think it might be a bit unusual. They communicate in Japanese and then I speak to my mom in Japanese and I speak to my dad in English. But in like family discussions, we tend to speak Japanese. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, I think we're a bit stronger like in the Japanese side at home, which definitely helps me maintain Japanese skills.
That's so cool that your dad speaks it.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, for me, my dad doesn't speak any Japanese at all. And so we have a rule at home where when I have a younger brother, and so with my younger brother and my mum, we're not allowed to speak to each other in English. Oh, we have to speak in Japanese. And when we were younger, if we did, like, use a word, well, if my brother did use an English, like, sentence, I would pretend like I did, like, I don't understand. And my mum did that to us as well. So it really, like, helped us build our, like, Japanese skills.
And you?
Okay. For me, I live with my host family, and they're all from New Zealand, so...
Always speaking English at home?
Yeah, of course they don't understand Japanese, so... I talk a lot at dinner time, especially, and I often hang out with my host sister after the dinner. So, I hope my English... a little bit.
That will definitely help.
Do you feel like your English is better?
Compared to when I just came here.
It's really good. But sometimes at dinner time, do you miss like having dinner with your family back home and speaking Japanese?
And I miss Japanese food a lot.
That's out of topic, but... Japanese food's really good. Cool. I think for me, my family, when I go home, my family speaks only Portuguese, but they get really annoyed at me sometimes when I say things in English, like when I have a stim and I say something in English and they don't know what it is. So I need to stop that. But yeah, I'm just, like Mia was saying, I'm really scared about going to uni and not being able to speak my language anymore at the dinner table.
In a way, I hope that in a bigger city, like wherever we go to uni, there'll be more people from wherever we're from that we could connect with and speak in that language, maybe not English.
Yeah, I really hope that would be cool.
Yeah.
It's really good. New Zealand is really diverse, and especially if we go to places like Auckland, like Sabrina, or Wellington. And Mia, you're going to Canterbury? Or you... going to Japan?
Yes.
Well, she's fine, but those cities are pretty diverse.
Yeah.
It will be good to find people that speak the same languages.
Oh, 意味のない
Welcome back. That was Lilac by Mrs.
Breen Apple. That was a nice song as well. Thank you for the choice. Do you guys ever wish that when you were speaking Japanese or English, you wish you could like take from the other language and to describe something?
Yeah, definitely. Some things that I find is when I'm watching like dramas, they use like really perfect words for certain feelings or emotions and stuff. And so when I want to use that in English, I don't have the right word with the right vibe for that like certain situation.
Yeah, you can't like because there's no direct translation when you're having a conversation and you're trying to express your feelings, it's just never quite right. It just feels a bit inauthentic.
And then you use another word that you never wanted to use in the first place.
And
it makes it sound so dumb.
It's like a dumbed down version of the word.
Exactly. They don't know.
They don't know.
Go up and sleep. I also, like Mio was saying during the song, when you, or Sabrina was saying this, like when you go into chemistry and there's like different names for elements and they're different to the other language that you know, and that can be really confusing as well.
Yeah, especially if you start to learn a language at like a higher grade. You might already know the basic names and you have to relearn everything in the new language.
That's kind of like what my sister, because she graduated in Brazil in her medical school. But then when she came here, because she wanted to work as a doctor, they wouldn't let her, of course, because you got to show that you know everything in English as well. So she had to go through 6 years' worth of material in one exam crammed in 3 hours.
Oh my God. So, six years
of learning just to show that she speaks, you know, she's not, she knows how to carry it out in another language.
And she passed.
But that's just, that shows just how, like, important and significant it can make in your life. I think that speaking two or more languages is so beautiful because, like, obviously it's not something that you can see on someone. You can't see if someone speaks Polish or Arabic. It's something that they share, like, it's inside them. And I think it's really beautiful when you try and, like, keep that going in generations. And it's such a huge part of our cultural identity. And even though I'm now in New Zealand, and you guys are here in New Zealand, we're always going to go back, you know, to our roots, and we're always going to speak our languages. And Sabrina, you were saying about stumbling up on your words.
Yeah, but I think it's still really powerful that we always, we have a language to use to communicate with a group of people that other people can't.
Yeah, especially
like an exclusive feeling. And I think that's really beautiful.
We're always gonna have that. And like Sabrina was saying, even though you might feel, if you're like a multicultural youth here in New Zealand and you feel like you're losing your language, just wait till you go back to your country. You'll get it all back. Just you wait. We hope that you guys keep speaking your languages.
Keep it up.
Remember, your beautiful ancestors spoke that language, and if it wasn't for that language, you would not be here. Period.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.